Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here are a few engagement opportunities happening in our community from Tuesday, October 20th to Monday, October 26th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with several events related to transportation and mobility. If transportation and mobility are your cup of tea, this week may be your dream come true. On Monday, October 19th at 5:30, the Austin Justice Coalition and Housing Works are organizing a panel discussion to address equity dimensions relating to the Project Connect proposal that is on the ballot in November. The event is called Mobility Equity in Action. Panelists include City Council member Ann Kitchen, Nefertiti Jackman from the city's Neighborhood Housing Department, Siobhan Otera, representing People United for Mobility Action, and Alex Kamer from the UT School of Architecture. On Saturday, October 24th, at 4 p.m., you can participate in the third installment of the Our Future 35 engagement series on Facebook Live and KAZI 88.7 FM. Austinites have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform the I-35 corridor through the heart of our city, investing in our community, improving all forms of transportation, and creating community parks, bridges, and other amenities where the highway stands now. To take advantage of this opportunity, the Downtown Austin Alliance, in collaboration with a diverse group of Austin leaders, aims to support a community-driven vision for the future of the I-35 corridor in Central Austin. Our Future 35 is focused on how to guide and leverage this major investment to achieve positive outcomes for the Austin community. On Monday, October 26th at 2 p.m., the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce is hosting an event called Regional Mobility 2020. The featured speakers will discuss linkages between economic development and transportation, and how these drivers for growth are keys to our continued prosperity and the high-impact and investment projects involving the I-35 Capital Expressway redesign and Project Connect, which are projects that will shape how we get around our region for years to come. Among the speakers are Mayor Steve Adler, Bruce Bug of the Texas Transportation Commission, Rohan Patel, Senior Director for Public Policy and Business Development for Tesla, and to provide an outside perspective, Nuria Fernandez, CEO of Santa Clara Valley Transportation. In the arena of civic engagement, we'd like to share details about an event called What's on My Ballot, hosted by the organizations Groupthink and Austin Global Shakers on Tuesday at 6:30. The event will provide a ballot review so that those of you who have not yet voted can have an idea about what you can expect to see on the ballot when you do go brave the pandemic safely to cast your vote. This is a nonpartisan event focused on the office's issues and the role of local government in Austin, Texas. Speakers include Amy Stansberry, founder of the Austin Common, and Nathan Ryan and Liz Kofal, who are co-founders of Good Politics. Also, on the theme of civic engagement and community organizing, on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m., the Institute of Urban Policy Research and Analysis at UT Austin, in collaboration with local civic organizations and community organizers, convene an event called A Movement, Not a Moment: Reflections, Outcomes, and Strategies for Sustained Civic Engagement. Community members are invited to share, explore, and discuss best practices and strategies with the collective goal of shifting galvanized moments of participation and engagement to a larger sustainable movement. With regard to the COVID-19 response, we would like to highlight the following. a check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response, which is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. On the topic of addressing and promoting racial equity, on Thursday, October 22nd at 11:30 a.m., the Central Texas Collective for Racial Equity is hosting an event called Building Beloved Community Together, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, which is intended to be a joyful and engaging virtual event of learning and exploration of how we can work together to build a peaceful, just, equitable, and thriving community. Speakers include Mayor Steve Adler, Dr. Colette Pierce-Burnett, President of Houston Tillotson University, and Dr. Paul Cruz, former AISD Superintendent, plus charter members of the Central Texas Collective for Race Equity. On the chance that you hear this on Monday, October 19th, I couldn't pass up the chance to share that our very own CAN Community Council is hosting an online community dialogue on Monday, October 19th at 6 p.m. called Back to Work, How Should We Rebuild Our Economy?, which will delve into important questions and trade-offs when considering all of the competing areas for investment and the complex set of factors involved. For this event, we begin in a large group for a brief introductory presentation on the issue, and then the remainder of the discussion happens in small groups. The forum will follow the deliberative dialogue model supported and promoted by the National Issues Forum and Common Ground for Action. And finally, a quick teaser about next week's podcast, which relates to this year's Texas Book Festival. Book Festival activities launch on October 31st and will continue through November 15th. We'll have more details to share next week.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.